www.radiotalk.com. I'm 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number two of the program. We're here doing the Wednesday night edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where you'll find all kinds of good stuff, and it's all free. We got live streaming. We got the bulletin board system. We've got archives. Shrine of Female Listeners. We give it all away. All we ask in return is that you go once a month and vote for the show. And you don't even have to. I mean, we can't force you to. I suppose we probably could. I could probably figure out some way to set up the website so that once a month you'd have to go and vote for us. But we're not those kind of people. We just ask that you go to vote.freetalklive.com. We're doing our vote-a-thon here tonight. Go to vote.freetalklive.com and take less than a minute. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live. It makes a huge difference. Mike D. was on the line with us a few moments ago, and he told us we were number 7. Unfortunately, he was blowing smoke, or I don't know what top 10 list he was looking at, but we're currently number 9.
Perhaps we were 7 momentarily.
Maybe. We're about 5 votes away from being number 8. So all it would take would be 5 people who are listening to the show right now to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote.
So if you haven't done it yet, please go do it now.
And tell all your friends to go do it too. Shoot some instant messages out. Shoot some emails out to your friends.
If you listen to the podcast, this is your way to pay for the podcast.
Absolutely.
So we don't ask for any money for having our archives. The archives since March the 1st. Mm-hmm. You can listen to every minute of Free Talk Live for free since March the 1st. We don't ask for any money.
There you go.
Unlike all the other radio shows.
Unlike all of the other ones. You're right. They've all moved to the paid secret area, membership area, elite area, etc. Everybody gets it on the house. Freetalklive.com. All right. So we're going to go back to the phones. Actually, we will be going back to the phones and back to the fun in one moment here. But first,
I've got to tell you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or you can simply log on at freestateproject.org.
Now, it is no coincidence, maybe it is a coincidence, that Dave in New Hampshire is on the line. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Of course, New Hampshire is the deemed free state. And you're one of our men on the inside. What's going on, man? Dave in New Hampshire. Dave going once. Dave going twice. All right, Dave. Well, maybe he's still on hold. Technical difficulties. Who knows? So we were talking about education last hour, and I wanted to get into an article that I pulled up from CNN. The headline is, Pennsylvania School Privatization Effort Collapses. And we have talked about time and time again on this show how bad government education is. Government-running education is a nightmare. Kids don't get the education they should be getting, and it costs so much more than private education. Privately-run education systems go for about half the price of government-run education systems and get probably double or triple the results. Now, we've pounded these issues home. We've pounded home the idea that people should be able to choose to go to, not choose, but just get rid of government education and then let people choose their own education methods. Let the free market decide on these things. But then you run into an article like this that says that privatization failed. Well, how could that be possible? How could privatization,
the overpowering burden that the system put, you know, the government system put on these private companies so that they went out of business?
You're close. In fact, you're probably dead on. Here's the details. Chester, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's first major experiment in school privatization is coming to an ugly end in this poverty-stricken city of abandoned buildings, vacant lots, and closed-down shipyards on the outskirts of Philadelphia. Edison Schools, a for-profit company hired 4 years ago to run 8 of the city's 9 schools, is pulling out in June, partly because it's not even gotten paid about $4 million in fees.
Mm.
The decision followed a tumultuous year that began poorly with book shortages, teacher shortages, and a riot at the high school that led to 28 arrests and got steadily worse. With Edison at the mercy of local officials when it came to control over the district's finances and getting the information it needed to do its job. Among other things, it turned out that the district's poor accounting concealed a $35 million budget deficit. District officials recently said that without an immediate loan to pay teachers, the system would have just $9 left in the bank. Edison spokesperson Adam Tucker said, quote, "We've not been able to work well together. We knew that we were no longer going to be enough of an active agent for positive change." Michael so-and-so, chairman, bureaucrat of the state-appointed board that brought Edison in, said the tempest has left him dispirited. Next year, he said, the district will reopen without private companies. At this point, it's probably the best thing that could happen, he said. There are a lot of social problems down there. You can't just blame the administration or Edison for the kids' low scores. Actually, I think you can blame the administration for the kids' low scores. We've shown that, I think studies have shown that when given the same opportunity, when given equal opportunity to access quality education, blacks and Hispanics do just as well as whites. They're just as capable. To suggest that it's a problem with the kids is a total cop-out by this particular bureaucrat. It is your system that messed up. It is your system that squandered the opportunity that you had with a private company. It was. Can you imagine all the rules and restrictions that this Edison company probably had to conduct its business by?
I can only imagine.
He says, let's see, Edison founded in 1992 as the nation's biggest private operator of public schools. It runs about 157 public schools around the country and has had mixed success. Edison stayed only a short time in places like Dallas and Minneapolis, where officials concluded it hadn't improved things enough to justify its fees. In other districts like Baltimore and Philadelphia, Edison has taken over hard luck schools, produced improvements in student performance, and won acceptance. So the suggestion I think the article is making is it's kind of a dice roll. Privatization might work for your city, but it might just fail miserably in a different city. Well, I don't know if we should roll the dice on these private companies, because we wouldn't want our kids to waste a year in schools, would we?
You know, I'm sorry, if the bureaucracy got in the way of a private company actually educating the kids, I don't think that that's a failure of the private company.
I agree. And they're not exactly completely pawning it off here, but they certainly don't paint Edison in a real positive manner with this article. 2001, a board installed by the state to oversee the woeful 6,000-student Chester Upland District brought in Edison. The past year was especially turbulent. In March, an elementary school was infested with rats and contaminated with asbestos and shut its doors after it was declared unfit for students. Clearly not Edison's problem. Clearly, yeah. They inherited that building.
Right.
Hundreds of youngsters finished the year at another school. The 28-year-old principal hired midwinter to turn around the high school was charged in April with having sex with a 13-year-old student. Prosecutors dropped the charges last week after the girl recanted.
Oh, my God.
But the incident left the school shaken. Also in May, a principal who'd presided over one of the few schools where Chester Upland students had shown significant improvement on standardized tests was fired over allegations that she had helped kids at another school cheat on exams. Again, fired on allegations. There's a difference between evidence and allegation. District officials are now examining whether the gains... Get this one. District officials are now examining whether the gains shown by students at the Edison-operated school, including a remarkable one-year 24% increase in math scores and 17% gain in reading scores, were real. They're wondering if those were real.
Sure. Some government bureaucrat couldn't possibly believe that a free market solution could... make that big of a turnaround.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly possible that they could spin numbers, too. I mean, everybody's good at spinning numbers in their benefit. But when you go and look at their statistics, I mean, they run over 175 schools around the nation, government schools. They must be doing something right.
Right.
You know, if they weren't getting results, they would be fired like they were in this case. Edison found itself in a perpetual three-way power struggle with the board and the central administration. The contract did not allow Edison to hire or fire teachers. Well, that's a bit of an issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to improve things if you walk in, take control of the school, and discover that you've got teachers that are just dismal? And you know as well as I do that in government education systems, there are really, really poor teachers. Really bad. Teachers, and they can't be fired by the government, so they just continue. The teachers union probably got that little provision plugged in there. More coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Personal issue, personal problem, politicals, whatever. This is your show. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Chase.
And Manwich.
And pop culture. We'll even talk about that, too. And you can go to freetalklive.com and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. We want to be number one again this month. We were last month, thanks to you. Thanks to you taking a moment out of your day and going to vote.freetalklive.com, filling out all you need is your email address. You punch in your email address, click vote now. They send you a confirmation email. You click the link inside that email, and you're done. Less than a minute.
It's just that easy, and it's hugely helpful to Free Talk Live.
Absolutely. Number one status allows us to get press coverage. It allows us to get more listeners.
Yeah.
And more listeners means more people voting for us the next month.
Well, I must say that there's we've been on the top 10 list at, what, rank number 7 when the USA Today did an article on podcasting. They listed us as number 7, but they talked to Dawn and Drew.
Yeah, they talked to the number one show.
Right.
No need to use their names on the air.
Well, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to go and vote for them because I said their name.
That's true.
They went and at the number one slot. They talked to them.
That's right.
We need USA Today talking to us.
Absolutely. So you go to vote.freetalklive.com and give us a hand up instead of a handout. We don't ask for your money.
Okay.
There you go.
And I think we fairly trade for anything we might ask for on the air, like votes.
Absolutely.
Give them, great radio.
All right. So Edison is a company that runs government schools. It's a company that governments hire to improve the education systems in given areas. And in many, many places, they've been very successful, apparently. But in some others, they have not. And the reason is because they're inheriting these problems. They're inheriting these government school issues, and in some cases, they're completely prevented from fixing the problems.
Right. It's because they say that it's private school now. But you still have the bureaucrats breathing down their neck.
Right. In this case, they had a three-way bureaucratic tangle. You had the Edison corporate people, you had the school board, and then you had this special privatization board that was created. And they were all three just kind of tangling over the right way to do things. They brought Edison in to improve this district's totally crappy schools. And it's kind of like, and then they put restrictions on them like they couldn't hire or fire teachers. That's like saying, Manwich, I want you to come in and fix my ramshackle house, but you can't replace the rotting walls. You know, that's like, it's that asinine.
Yeah, you have to use the same boards.
Right. The company also didn't control the district's finances and had limited ability to shift resources to places that needed them. So the school board was still telling them, well, here's how much you have for janitorial work, here's how much you have for new books, et cetera, et cetera. And if they decided, well, we don't need that much for janitorial work, we want to shift that over to something else, they couldn't.
Too bad.
Because of the bureaucratic rules.
They probably inherited the, janitorial staff, which was union too.
Right.
Yep.
It was not involved in generating the faulty information that hid the system's budget deficit. So that was the school board's fault. Edison's Tucker said the company struggled just to get accurate information from the district on student enrollment. Edison's experiences in Chester are a sharp contrast to its tenure in Philadelphia. There, the company began work amid regular protests by hundreds of parents and students opposed to privatization. But after a few years, its reviews have been largely positive. Test scores at several schools have risen. Complaints about its ability to operate in a big city have dwindled. According to the Philadelphia school system's chief bureaucrat, he says, quote, they have ceased being controversial. The bottom line is, they've done a very fine job here.
How about that?
Yeah. Chester Upland school officials, meanwhile, are looking for a new superintendent and up to 8 new principals to replace those who worked for Edison. Students leaving Chester High School after classes last week expressed little confidence that the new management will be any more successful. And one of the students said, I would never send my child here. So maybe the positive benefit will be these kids that are going through this dismal school system will decide to do the right thing for their kids when they have them and send them to non-government education facilities.
Well, that's what I've decided to do after having spent 4 years in government schools. I'm not sending my kids to government schools.
What I would like to do is come up with a different word, because it seems like privatization has been completely co-opted by the government and by the news media. They love using the term privatization to describe things that aren't really privatization. If you want to privatize a school, you have to get the government completely out of it. Anything else is still somebody else running the show with government with the government in the picture,
right,
to a major degree.
Well, they were just a minor contractee for the government.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's not privatization.
No, sorry. But the problem is they're constantly labeling things like this privatization, or the other word they consistently use wrong is deregulation.
Mm-hmm.
They always misuse deregulation. Oh, the reason California has outages and powers because of deregulation. what? Last time I checked, government was still in charge of the power system in California, so how can you call that deregulation? It's just a re-regulation. It's, whenever you hear the word deregulation, look closer, because it's usually just some bureaucrats changing the regulations, changing the rules.
Mm-hmm.
They may deregulate in some areas, but in other areas, they may increase regulation.
And you never really get to see that in the articles, because the people writing the articles have a tendency to be of the opinion that government can run things better.
Right.
Maybe not the way it's being run right now, but if government was being run properly,
if their elected officials were in office, then it would be done right.
Now, I wonder about these, the privatization of these schools in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
You think the people in the towns in which the schools have been privatized are still being charged property taxes?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Well, yeah, all they're doing is coming in and trying to run this messed up system. I mean, the government is basically throwing up its hands and saying,
by the way,
they've
done a better job than the government has.
In many places,
right.
They've done a better job. But in a place like this...
Even in this place, it sounded like they did a better job.
You're right. In this place, it did sound like they did a little bit better, but nonetheless, there was still plenty of controversy, and it was because the system is bad. When you're dealing with government education, you've got problems like this from, let's see, this is from Thomas L. Johnson, professor of biological sciences at University of Mary, Washington. Public schools, he says, public schools are government-established, politician- and bureaucrat-controlled, fully politicized, taxpayer-supported, authoritarian, socialist institutions.
Sounds about right.
In fact, the public school system is one of the purest examples of socialism existing in America.
Absolutely.
He says if freedom is to serve, and you can't take a socialist idea and try to shove the free market onto it and expect to always have good results. The only way to let people really have a good education is to let them choose. In this case, you still had kids that were being forced to go to this privately run government school. They still couldn't opt out and not go to school or go homeschooling. I mean, these kids were forced by law to go to school. So if we had a non-government education system, Edison might open up their own school where they would be able to hire and fire the teachers, where they would be able to set the curriculum, where they would be able to allocate the budgets. All of these things, basic things they really couldn't do under the government system. And then if you as parents didn't like the results, you could go somewhere else. But this is not an option when the government system is still in place and they're just trying to put a private option on top of it, like a coating, like a layer of private on the top, basically. On the top of a rotting, decrepit old cake. And then they're still trying to force feed it to your kids. It doesn't work. More coming up. This is your show. 1-800-259-9231. Well, a little bit more of this quote. If freedom is to survive in America, it will be necessary to eliminate the psychologically crippling and mentally debilitating authoritarian socialist public school system. More Free Talk Live coming up. Take control.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up a political issue, personal problem. Whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you a whole bunch of stuff absolutely free, including archives, live streaming, and much, much more. All we ask from you is that you just once a month take a minute out of your time and go to vote.freetalklive.com. We're pushing the votes tonight. We're number nine right now on the Podcast Alley Top 10. Last month, thanks to you, we managed to get to number one for 11 days straight, which is quite a feat, I thought, and I was quite pleased with it. But we'd love to be number one for the entire month straight. And it's possible. All we need you to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's very simple.
Yeah.
So, we were talking about education, the government school system, the story from, I believe, Philadelphia, or a place near Philadelphia, that hired a private company to run the government schools. Now, apparently this company has been quite successful. They're the number one company to run government schools in the country. They have something like 170 or so schools that they run, and obviously they're doing something. Obviously they're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting better results, but they'd get even better results if they were allowed to have total control. Now, I'm not saying that the government school system has to exist and they should be able to take total control of that. I'm saying completely dissolve the system, completely sell off each one of those government schools, sell the actual buildings to the highest bidder.
Because that's the only thing of value there.
Yeah.
Believe me, all the bureaucrats, not of value.
Right.
Sorry.
I mean, these guys couldn't even change the teachers. They could not even get rid of the worst teachers at the school.
How are they supposed to make a school better?
I don't know.
You get the performance up if they can't make any real improvements.
That would seem to be the most critical area to change.
It would to me, too.
So, again, I want to come up with a different term, and I don't know if we're going to be the ones to do it or one of you guys going to do it and email it to us or call in. You
it's
can email
be our listeners. Though.
FTL, absolutely, because they're creative and I'm not. FTL at freetalklive.com and 800-259-9231. But we've got to get away from that term privatization, because it's used way too often to describe things that are partially privatized or just a little bit privatized. And then they always turn it around and try to make it look like, well, we tried privatizing the school system, and it's just been an utter failure.
Because so you're just going to have to keep on relying on us.
Yeah.
Have to keep giving us your money.
They're bastardizing that term, and they're trying to make it look like bureaucracy is somehow going to be more effective than private alternatives. So we need a term that describes the idea of ending government control and replacing it with, how about marketize? Let's marketize the government education system.
I don't think that's going to do it.
That's what I'm looking for. Anyway, Manwich, tell me about landslides in California.
I'm not sure that's in California. Oh, it is. Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
A landslide sent 18 multi-million dollar houses crashing down on a hill in Southern California early Wednesday as homeowners, alarmed by the sound of walls and pipes coming apart, ran for their lives in their pajamas.
At least
four people suffered minor injuries. I'm sorry to hear that. About 1,000 people in 350 other homes in Bluebird Canyon were evacuated as a precaution. In addition, the houses were destroyed. Several homes were damaged, and the street was wrecked. And when the earth gave way around daybreak in this Orange County community of about 50 miles southeast of Los Angeles.
Okay.
And this is just an article about...
It's tragic.
It is. It's just an article basically about, you know, these houses being destroyed. It doesn't have any bend to it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see what if I can find the little spot here. It being a huge article, it's difficult for me to tell you. More or less, they're insured by the United States government. Because regular insurance companies don't consider it a good idea to build on the side of mountains where the mudslides might happen.
Yeah, that's bad for business.
Yeah, it's not good.
Well,
yeah.
That's insane.
Or if they would insure you, they'll insure you at such an exorbitant rate that you wouldn't want to live there anyway.
Right, it'd be cheaper to buy another house or something.
So the United States government, in its supreme wisdom, you know what? I'm making fun. Exactly, the United States government's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. It's protecting the rich.
Right.
At the cost of the poor.
Right.
They offer insurance to people who have houses on seashores, on mountainsides, mm-hmm. in really stupid places to put houses, in places that human beings shouldn't live.
Right.
Human beings can choose to live there if they want to.
Right.
Bill Gates, if he wants to live there and he wants to pay the rates, that's fine. But all these people who I'm paying their insurance as a taxpayer, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
So all of these, the multi-million dollar houses that fell off a cliff in California, we're going to have to pay for them.
Absolutely. They're insured by the federal government.
As a matter of fact, I've got a great segment from John Stossel's book, Give Me a Break, which I highly recommend. And in it, he admits to being a welfare queen. In 1980, I built a beach house. This is John Stossel writing. A wonderful one. Four bedrooms, every room with a view of the Atlantic Ocean.
Nice.
It was an absurd place to build. It was on the edge of the ocean. All that stood between my house and ruin was 100 feet of sand. My father told me, don't do it. It's too risky. No one should build so close to an ocean. That's solid advice.
It is solid advice.
Yeah. Should have listened to Dad. But he built anyway. Why? As my eager for the business architect said, why not? If the ocean destroys your house, the government will pay for a new one. What? Why would the government do that? Why would it encourage people to build in such risky places? That would be insane. But the architect was right. If the ocean took my house, Uncle Sam, meaning you and I, would pay to replace it under the National Flood Insurance Program. That's the name of the program that is involved here. Since private insurers, as Manwich claimed, weren't dumb enough to sell cheap insurance to people who built on the edges of oceans or rivers, Congress decided that the government should step in and do it. If it meant that if the ocean ate what I built, I could rebuild and rebuild again and again. There was no limit to the number of claims on the same property in the same location, up to a maximum of $250,000 per house per flood. You taxpayers get to pay for it.
$250,000?
Yeah, but there's not even a limitation on amounts of amount of time. I mean, even if this program was somehow a good idea, which it's not,
right?
They can continue to take advantage of it over and over. You know, if the flood comes in next week, you get paid for that one too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It doesn't bother me people being wealthy enough to build on seashores, mm-hmm. or river beds. What do they call that? Sides of mountains. That doesn't bother me. I want people to be that wealthy.
Sure.
But I don't want to have to pay for it if their house gets destroyed.
Absolutely. So
it doesn't seem fair, considering I have to live in a little city block. You know, I don't have enough money to do that I should have to pay for the rich people to get to rebuild. That doesn't seem very fair.
Well, John Stossel does say thanks to you, Manwich, and he says if I did indeed have to pay some insurance premiums, but they were dirt cheap. Mine never exceeded a few $100 per year. Why does Uncle Sam offer me cheap insurance?
My insurance is like $1,800 a year.
Here's the answer from the government. The James Witt, the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, his answer was, well, it saves federal dollars. In a 2020 report, he said, if this insurance wasn't here, then people would be building in those areas anyway. Then it would cost the American taxpayers more in relief funds if a disaster hit. You believe that logic?
No.
Like we owe, like we owe these multimillionaires relief funds because they built on the side of a cliff?
It's crazy. It's a crazy sort of effete socialism.
Does anyone out there think that this is a good program? 1-800-259-9231. Anyone who doesn't have a house on a cliff? 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwick.
The Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. The Vote-a-thon. We're asking for your votes at vote.freetalklive.com tonight because we want to be number one. Straight up. Yep. We did it last month. We can do it again this month. The competition keeps heating up, though, because the podcastalley.com, the website that we want to be number one at, is one of the most popular websites on the internet right now.
Right.
It continues to become more and more popular, and there are always more and more podcasts coming in. I mean, there are over 3,000 podcasts listed on this site.
Mm-hmm.
So out of 3,000 podcasts, we were the number one show for 11 days straight last month.
Because of our listeners. Because our listeners went to vote.freetalklive.com
exactly.
And voted.
And it took them less than a minute to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy. Then, in the middle of the month, this new show came out of nowhere. A couple of guys, I guess a few guys that used to have a TV show on the tech TV channel, and they mm-hmm. apparently had this huge following, just came in and just wiped out the charts and just shot straight up to number one. And they're number one right now.
Now, they were on the Tech TV channel, but they aren't anymore?
Apparently not.
Well, I mean,
apparently they still have quite a following from.
How much must they suck though? I mean, if they couldn't, if Tech TV's getting nothing but dash marks anyway.
Yeah, Tech TV's on-air personalities for the most part aren't really that engaging.
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, they never got any. They don't get any ratings. Period. How bad is a show that they stopped?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I've never listened to it. But anyway, so we've got the point is there's some pretty hot competition. So,
yes.
And we're not cheating either. You know, we don't ever ask anybody to do any cheating, which we don't know if they do, because they got on the charts awful quick last month. But either
way, it's a tech show.
Right.
One's really got to wonder here.
Yeah. But do they have the abilities to cheat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Will they? We don't know.
We're not pointing anything.
But we're not. And we suggest you go to vote.freetalklive.com.
You know, all it would take is like one of their rabid fans with dial-up to just keep on voting, you know?
Yeah. That's all it would take.
Yeah.
So you go to vote.freetalklive.com, and we'll keep giving you stuff for free. We'll keep giving you the last 6 days, actually the last couple months of archives, totally free, and much, much more. It's all free on the house at freetalklive.com, and again, vote.
And you can believe that the Tech TV dorks, whatever their name is, are not doing a show every single night.
No, they're doing
for
once
two
a week.
Hours.
They're doing like once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
Pathetic little show.
Yeah, there you go.
We should get ranked on how many hours get downloaded.
Oh, man.
800-259-9231. That gets you interactive with us. We're talking about this landslides out in California where apparently multi-million-dollar homes just washed into the river, or to the ocean in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And who gets to foot the bill?
Well, ended up on the bottom of a hill.
Well, whatever. They're gone. They're destroyed. And the taxpayers, taxpayers, not just in California, but nationwide, we all get to foot the bill. Whenever somebody's multi-million-dollar home on the side of a cliff or the ocean or a riverbank or something like that ends up being destroyed or even partially destroyed,
right,
we get to pay for it. And John Stossel...
It's really unfair because a lot of Americans, most Americans, choose to live in places that are cheaper to live in. You know, the plots of land cost less. But, you know, the few Americans that want to live in these, crazy places like right on the seashore or right on a riverbed or on the side of a mountain or any of those people who have all that money expect us, the little guys, to pay for it.
Disgusting. The government's logic on this is that since we always mindlessly use taxpayer money to bail out every idiot who takes an expensive risk, let's get some money up front by selling them insurance first. That's what they're doing. That there's this government insurance program that insures these rich people's properties.
Mm-hmm.
And their claim is that...
What's the name of the program?
Not the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They're related. The National Flood Insurance Program is what it is. And so the claim is that, well, if this program wasn't here, then if your house fell off a cliff, well, everybody would have to pay for it anyway. What are you talking about? No, this isn't socialism. This isn't communism. We're supposed to be a free country, meaning you're free to go buy a cliff and put a house on it, but you're also taking a risk.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. You're free to take a risk and have, as a result of that risk, have very beautiful property. I'm sure it's very nice having oceanfront property like that. But I shouldn't have to pay for it. This is not communism.
And, you know, an insurance company will insure you. If the government gets out of the insurance company's business and telling them how to do it, an insurance company will insure you to do just about anything. Lloyd's of London will insure pro football players. And you can imagine what kind of dangerous careers they're in.
Great point.
They can get insurance. It's just going to cost a lot more than the hundreds of dollars a month or whatever that the government's charging them.
Stossel goes on here. Of course, the insurance has encouraged more people to build on the edges of rivers and oceans.
Of course it has.
The National Flood Insurance Program is currently the biggest property insurance writer in the United States, putting taxpayers on the hook for over $640 billion in property. Subsidized insurance goes to movie stars in Malibu, to rich people in Kennebunkport, where the Bush family has its vacation compound, to rich people in Hyannis, where the Kennedy family has its, and all sorts of people like me, who ought to be paying our own way. When we did the story on this, producer David Sloan was shooting B-roll on the elegant Outer Banks of North Carolina. A man who saw our camera invited him inside to his house to tape the luxurious beach mansion that he was renting.
Mm-hmm.
Sloan accepted and was surprised to see, taped to the refrigerator, a picture of presidential hopeful Richard Gephardt. Sloan asked, why is his picture here? Well, he's an owner of the house. replied the renter. Ah, an interesting surprise twist to our story. A Missouri congressman owns expensive beachfront property insured by taxpayers. We called Representative Gephardt's office and asked to interview him about flood insurance. Guess what he had to say?
No comment.
Yeah, we're going to come back with the rest. 800-259-9231. Oh, no. He said something a little more than that. Okay. 800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when. Act now. Call for your free catalog. Toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the number you need, but if you want to make a call, you better do it now because we're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, we're still doing the vote-a-thon. You got to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Well, you don't have to.
We'd really like it.
We'd really appreciate it. It would help us out so very much.
Well, because we enjoy bringing you our website for free. All of the good stuff on there, totally free. And there's not pop-ups or anything like that that are sponsoring the site. It's
annoying pop-ups.
It's just the fact that we think you deserve a good, free radio talk show website.
Yep.
And one of the things that we ask that you do is take a moment, and it's just a moment, less than a minute, to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for us. And, of course, we absolutely appreciate it. All right, so talking about the federal program that insures rich people's houses.
Yeah.
It's so compassionate. It allows rich people to go and build their homes on the sides of mountains and
big, dramatic places.
Right, and right in front of the ocean.
places that really bespeak their power and wealth.
Yes, and if their house is destroyed, we all get to pay to rebuild it.
Yes, they're little minions and underlings.
Well, as a matter of fact, here's kind of a great example of why programs like this exist. One of John Stossel's people was doing some shooting and was invited into a multi-million-dollar mansion that someone was renting so he could take some shots in there. Saw a picture of bureaucrat Gephardt. Richard Gephardt at the time was a representative. And found out that, well, he was one of the owners of the house. And so John Stossel got the chance to sit down and interview him about it. And so Stossel interviewed him, and when he asked about the program that subsidizes rich people's houses, he just smiled blandly and kept saying Congress would look into the program.
Boy, so reassuring.
Why subsidize affluent people like Gephardt and me? Why not let us sink or swim on our own? If my house erodes away, it should be my tough luck. FEMA Director Witt at least attempted an answer. He said, "The American people are pretty compassionate towards their neighbors." Don't you just feel warm and fuzzy inside when somebody's multi-million-dollar house rolls down a cliff embankment? And don't you just feel warm and good about paying for it?
Yeah, I feel terrible about it.
Hey, you, be compassionate.
Yeah, right?
I feel terrible about it, but I don't expect to have the money taken from me in order to rebuild the house at the point of a gun, which is how it's being taken.
Oh, and we all voted for this program. We decided that we wanted to be compassionate with our tax dollars, so we voted 100 years ago to create this federal flood insurance program. Please. Nobody knew that this was being created, with the exception of the people in Congress.
Well, I'm sure that they thought that it was being created for, you know, the poor little shacks that were along the Mississippi that were getting washed away at the time that they were doing it, assuming that there was any vote at all, you know, any news at all that was let go to the American people.
By the way, in case you were wondering, John Stossel's house was completely wiped away. Eventually, at one point it was flooded. The first floor was flooded, and of course we paid for that. Eventually it was completely wiped out, and he decided that he'd had enough of that particular property, so he moved on. However, someone else has now built an even bigger house on his old beachfront property, and you know that eventually, as the next hurricane passes through, or whatever natural calamity will approach, we'll all get the wonderful opportunity to help our neighbors out, to help our good friends, the rich people, out.
Every time.
It is absolutely disgusting. But this is what goes on in the hallowed halls of Washington, D.C. Fleecing the poor for the benefit of the rich. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And of course, we'll be coming back with more Free Talk Live tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you then. And in the meantime, don't forget, we need your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. Tell all your friends and family members about Free Talk Live and have them go vote at vote.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
If you're tired...